The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at his sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. There are 3 truths from this passage that I want to focus on that came to me while praying the rosary last night that I had never quite seen before. This passage is so full of truths of our faith. First, our Lord never answers the question. He's asked, "And who is my neighbor?" At least he doesn't answer the question directly, he answers it indirectly, because there's something more important to focus on. He answers it indirectly by basically saying, your neighbor is not the person who lives next door, or your family, or your community, or even your race, or your nation. There is no one to be excluded from that term. Every human being ought to be a neighbor to you. Secondly, instead of responding to, "Who is my neighbor?" he tells him what it means to be a neighbor. A neighbor is one who shows mercy to another. And he's just shown that no one is to be excluded from that term. So anytime we fail to be merciful with another person, we fail to fulfill our Lord's desire. Now I want to say one thing about that, because in the times that we live, there's this understanding that to be merciful means, like, to never hold anybody accountable for anything, that no one can ever do any wrong or commit sin. I think the best illustration is when our Lord meets the woman who's brought to him after having committed adultery. He shows her compassion. "Has no one condemned you? Then neither do I. But go and do not sin anymore." To not judge while holding the person still accountable for their sin. Thirdly, we have to go back to the beginning when this man understood what it means or how we ought to treat a neighbor. And he says to love that person as we love ourselves. My brothers and sisters, what most holds us back from being merciful toward others? It's when we are not merciful with ourselves. If there is anything in your life that you have not forgiven yourself for, you have to. Our Lord desires it of you. You will be held back from growing in the spiritual life until you forgive yourself for everything. And I would recommend that if you're a person who struggles in this way, that you take an hour alone with our Lord and go back over the course of your life and say to Him for anything that comes to mind when you ask Him, Lord, reveal to me, are there ways that I have failed to forgive myself? That when He shows those to you, you say to Him, okay, Lord, with Your grace, I forgive myself for that. Until there's nothing left to forgive yourself for. And then you'll be ready to do that with your neighbor.